Just pray a little bit with Psalm 93, which is the first psalm for morning prayer. Just take a moment to place ourselves in the Lord's presence. Be aware of His presence here in the chapel. Be aware of His presence alive in our hearts. And be aware of His presence in our midst. The Lord is King with majesty enrobed. The Lord has robed Himself with might. He has girded Himself with power. The world You made firm not to be moved. Your throne has stood firm from of old. From all eternity, O Lord, You are. The waters have lifted up, O Lord. The waters have lifted up their voice. The waters have lifted up their thunder. Greater than the roar of mighty waters, more glorious than the surgings of the sea, the Lord is glorious on high. Truly Your decrees are to be trusted. Holiness is fitting to Your house, O Lord, until the end of time. The Lord is King with majesty enrobed. The Lord has robed Himself with might. He has girded Himself with power. We place ourselves before You, Lord. King, majestic, enthroned, powerful, radiating with strength, confidence, firmness. You are in control. You are above all things. Your power is greater than every other power. Every president and every pope and every king and every prince and ruler, You are greater than all of them. You have all the power, all the authority. You are magnificent. You have robed Yourself in majesty. You are all beautiful, radiant. Your power is not clothed in fearful harshness and violence. Your power is radiant and beautiful. Your face shining with love. You place Your power in service. You bend down to serve us. You bend down to share Your power with us. You bend down to lift us up. Your majesty illuminates the whole world like the sun in the sky. And Your majesty also comes to us personally. As You stand before us, face to face. Your words, the world You made firm, not to be moved. Your throne has stood firm from of old. From all eternity, O Lord, You are. We experience how everything changes. In our lifetime, so much has changed. Life seems to be like shifting sand beneath our feet. Everything seems to change, pass away, new things come, new trends, new fads, new fashions, new technologies. New vocabulary, new places, new relationships. Everything seems to be changing, so different than decades before. But Your throne has stood firm from of old. You are unchanging. Your love is unchanging. Your power is unchanging. You are firm. We can depend on you. We can trust in you. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. The unchanging God. You don't change the rules. You don't change the game. You don't change the relationship. You don't change your love and your power. Your throne stands firm even as the world revolves around it. The world turns on its axis, but you are its axis. And you are the same from all eternity. From all eternity, O Lord, you are. You invite us to be taken up into your eternity, to experience eternal moments, moments where our lives touch eternity, as you draw close to us and all of time and space melts away, and there is just you before us, and ourselves lifted up, lifted out of this changing world, and suspended before you, held in your arms, embraced in love. The waters have lifted up, O Lord. The waters have lifted up their voice. The waters have lifted up their thunder. Nothing is more changing than water, water that is constantly in motion. We never see the same water twice. In a river, in an ocean, always moving, changing. And yet all of that changing power, all of the might of water, the loudness and thundering power of water, all of it raises up to you. All of it bows before you. All of it is subject to you. All that is changing in this world serves you. You are the one who sets the flow. You are the one who controls the water, the changing. You are the one who rules over all. We are safe with you. Held firm in you. No changing power in this world can overwhelm us and overcome us when we are on your throne, when we are in your arms. Take us up, Lord. Greater than the roar of mighty waters, more glorious than the surgings of the sea, the Lord is glorious on high. When we stand on the beach and look out over the water of the ocean, water that stretches farther than the eye can see, water that contains innumerable mysteries, that contains unfathomable depths, water that contains such power, water that can never be conquered, surging forth, who can stop the waves? Surging forth with such might, we feel so tiny, so small before that infinite expanse. And yet all of it is so much smaller than you are. You are greater than the roar of mighty waters, more glorious than the surgings of the sea. You are glorious on high, greater than all of it. And you are our Father. You are my Father. I cannot conquer the water, but you have let me conquer your heart. I cannot stretch my arms around the ocean, but I can stretch my arms around your neck. You have made yourself small enough to fit into my arms and gathered me up into yours. Truly, your decrees are to be trusted. Holiness is fitting to your house, O Lord, until the end of time. Because I know your love, I can trust your path, your instruction, your decrees, your law. I don't have to be afraid. You only will my good, You're not trying to keep anything from me. I can trust you. I know you have made your heart available to me, and I know that you are moved by my life. You would never do anything to hurt me. And so I can trust your decree, your instruction, your law. I trust you. Jesus, I trust in you. Father, I trust in you. Holy Spirit, I trust in you. If you want to stand, we can pray together the doxology. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our response is, enlighten your people, Lord. Father, you sent the Holy Spirit to enlighten the hearts of men. Hear us as we pray. Enlighten your people, Lord. Blessed are you, O God, our light. You have given us a new day, resplendent with your glory. Enlighten your people, Lord. You enlighten the world through the resurrection of your Son. Through your church, shed this light on all men. Enlighten your people, Lord. You gave the disciples of your only begotten Son the Spirit's gift of understanding. Through the same Spirit, keep the church faithful to you. Enlighten your people, Lord. Light of nations, remember those who remain in darkness. Open their eyes and let them recognize you, the only true God. Enlighten your people, Lord. Let's gather all our prayers and praise into one as we offer our lives to the Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. O God, by whom we are redeemed and receive adoption, look graciously upon your sons and daughters, that those who believe in Christ may receive true freedom and an everlasting inheritance. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.